According to a new survey, this is finally in news. According to a new survey, 25% of people don't necessarily think it's cheating if you have a one-night stand with someone. What? If it's just a one-night stand, you never see them again.
Agreed.
They don't consider that cheating.
For me, not for them.
25%.
That's ridiculous.
Those people are idiots.
Yeah. I can understand where that's a lesser form of cheating. Like, if you have a romantic relationship with someone, rendezvous that you've had for, like, 3 months or 6 months or something like that. But if you go to, you know, a business trip and you're in Ohio and you meet a girl at the bar and you bang her that one and you never see her again, it's still cheating.
Right.
But I think that's a lesser version.
But you don't think it's a lesser version. You think it's easier to get away with.
No, I think it's a lesser because there's not a connection.
Isn't that the difference between an affair and cheating, though?
Yeah, there you go. That's more of an affair, I guess.
Affair is like, yeah, like you said, it's like a tryst that goes on
right.
For a while.
First of all, it's clearly cheating.
Yeah.
Easily cheating.
Yeah.
There are some people, Carmen.
Yes.
If you went out tonight to our gig and Blaine did not go, and you got drunk and made out with a guy, is that cheating?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if you had sex with anybody, it's definitely cheating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, yes. No.
If my wife came home and said, we went out, I'm not a big drinker, and I got blitzed, and we were dancing, and I think I made out with some guy, would I divorce her? No. I'd be like,
You think, you big whore?
I know. Listen to me.
Whoa.
If she came home and she was like, I don't know, I met this guy and he was so handsome we made out, then we got issues.
Right.
But if she was like, I was so drunk, I think I made out with some guy, I don't really think I would care. I don't want her to go do it.
Hold on.
I don't mean care. Like, I'd be like, oh, cool, whatever. Let's go play baseball. I would not, like, be angry and want to leave her and all that. I'd go, you're a dummy.
See, I think if she's like, that was like one of the hottest non-celebrities. That's one of the hottest guys I've ever seen. Like, I just had to make physical contact, so I kissed him.
No.
I think that's better than...
That's terrible. She should have to suffer being...
No.
She agreed to be married to me. She should have to suffer for the rest of her life.
She does suffer.
Oh, no.
There are plenty of couples, though, that go, hey, if you're out of town and you do something, just, you know, don't tell me about it or whatever.
Yeah, I want that.
Do you really?
You'd rather not know?
Blaine doesn't go out of town. Hey.
Well, what if he's in town?
What do you mean?
No. Oh, it has to be out of town?
It has to be, like, out of the state of Florida.
Yeah, what's the radius? That I'd like to know.
Just out of the state of Florida. You cannot.
Not Sarasota tonight?
Out of the state of Florida.
I'm asking my wife.
Okay. I'm saying
the parking is this parking lot.
No, it's in Florida.
What about the Days Inn? Can you do it at the Days Inn?
Is it in Florida?
I don't know. It was at Mardi Gras. Okay,
so you would be down with that if you were dating a guy and you know, you're saying because Blaine doesn't leave the state.
Right.
But if a regular guy who does leave the state, you'd be cool with that?
Like a lot? Like, how often does he leave? Like, he travels for work?
No, he travels and he's like once every couple months he's out of town.
That's a lot.
Okay, twice a year.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Wow.
I just think it's okay because you get a little bored.
And you wouldn't know about it, right?
And like, you
wouldn't
know. And it's that one time, and as long as you don't keep connected with that person.
Yeah, no text or anything.
Yeah, then basically it was just kind of like, hey, I needed to bang one out real quick.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's better.
That always works.
I'm not saying like that's what I have.
That's what you want.
I'm not saying that's what I want. I'm just saying I would be more open to that than having like an open relationship, let's say like Spanish had.
Yeah.
Had.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. Or, you know.
Quote unquote.
Gotcha.
Bill, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Morning, Mike. I grew up in New York in the 70s, and we were big, huge New York Jet fans.
Right.
And I was about 12 years old, and the whole football team I was on sent away for Joe Namath's autograph. And it was supposed to be a picture and a T-shirt with his autograph on it. And then we went to visit him at Hofstra Stadium when he was doing his summer practices. And he turned around and told us, I never got those pictures. I never signed those pictures. Those are done my signature. He was so upset that he sent us 35 game jerseys with his autograph on it to the team.
What, are you serious?
Serious. I still got it this day. I got it sealed in plastic, one of those shrink wrap plastic. And I got it in my safe deposit box.
That's awesome. That's something you'll remember for the rest of your life. That's a great story. Yeah, because I bet a lot of those guys would feel terrible about, like, I don't know. I always think that if I was somebody where people sought my autograph, I would first of all, I would sign for anybody for free. And then I would go out of my way to make sure, like, that things were authentic, because I wouldn't want my people getting ripped off.
Oh, he was so good with the kids. He was at the practice. He threw about four passes, and we're all standing on the sidelines cheering his name. We're all about 12 years old. He stopped, walked over, and just talked to us for about an hour.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know what? That had to probably make him feel great, too.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Good. Thank you for the call, sir. Sean, good morning. You're on the mic out the show.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
How do you guys feel about, so I go out to a bar to meet my wife. She didn't know I was there. And I get there, and she's at the bar with some guy. Ooh. And I look down, and she's not wearing her wedding band.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Bye.
And she's trying to act like, oh, I was just upset. I didn't mean anything by it. But that clearly shows intent.
Yeah. So how did it end up?
We haven't been speaking. This was just the other night.
Oh. Does she? How often does she have her ring off? Like, did she have a ring in her purse, or did she leave it at home?
No, she took it off intentionally. We had been arguing the night before. I actually dropped my son off. I hadn't had a lot of sleep, so I fell asleep in my truck for like 3 hours. I come home and she's gone. So I go over to the bar that she usually goes to, and there she was sitting at the bar with another gentleman, and she didn't have a ring on.
Yeah, and what do you say? Do you go up to her and you go, hey, what are you doing? Where's your goddamn ring?
Yeah, I basically went up and I ordered a shot right next to her, behind her. I said, yeah, I'll have a shot of Jaeger. And she heard my voice and turned around real fast. And she's like, oh, hey, babe, like it was nothing.
Mm-hmm. Did you say, where's your ring, whore?
Yeah, oh, I see that there's no ring. I say, hey, nice ring. And I just kind of put my middle finger in her face and walk away.
I have to tell you. Ladies, that's a waste of time. We don't care if you have a ring. Just letting you know. You look like... But can I tell you also, sir, a lot of times, ladies like that are just looking for the attention.
Right.
Yeah. Not even someone... Maybe you guys... other than that, how's your relationship?
It's pretty good. I would never expect her to do something like that.
She may just be craving... She may be craving attention from somebody. Maybe you're for one reason or another, whether it's because you're working too much, obviously, if you're sleeping in your car, maybe you're just not giving her the attention that she needs.
Yeah, I've thought about that, but I doubt it, man. We have a very healthy sex life.
It's not just about sex, though. Sometimes a woman just likes, like, I tried to wake Blaine up this morning because I had a dress on. You know, normally I wear yoga pants. And when I dress up, he'll be like, oh, you look very pretty. But he was so tired, he didn't open his eyes. So I kept going back and being like, all right, I'm leaving. All right, I'm leaving. So
you wanted a little bit of,
right. So by the
and then you got in the car and you were like, it doesn't matter because I know when I get to work, Mike's going to love what I'm
exactly.
wearing anyway.
But it took 5 times of me saying, hey, I'm leaving, for him to finally open his eyes and be like, oh, you look very nice today. Good luck on your meeting.
God damn, the guy's sleeping. Jesus Christ.
From the standpoint of a male, it would just help us out, ladies, if you would just tell us what the hell you want, you know?
You're right, sir.
In that scenario. Hey, honey, I'm leaving for work. You want to notice me before I go?
That stuff they don't want to not tell you. They want you to be the one to say it to them.
Do it on her own.
Yeah,
right.
Listen, I learned something the other day. I bought my daughter a flower, just one single flower at the store. She is walking around with that flower like I gave her diamonds. You know what I mean? Well, she wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying.
One day.
Yeah. And then whenever you bring it out, somebody says, where'd you get that flower? She gets all like happy and embarrassed about it. Girls love attention. And when you go out of your way to pay them attention where it's unexpected or whether it's secretly expected and then they get it, that is a lot better. It shows that you're thinking about them, that you care about them. She may not have been on the hunt for some sex or for cheating on you, but she was loving the fact that some guy was kissing her ass and paying attention to her and telling her she was pretty for a little while.
Probably bought her a couple drinks.
Yeah,
but I gotta wonder if it was me on the other side of that scenario, what would happen? I'd probably have divorce papers on my desk, you know?
Yeah, that's a marriage. Things aren't the same for both sides.
You got to be a whore before you married her.
I guess I'm trying to figure that one out still.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'll hang up so you can listen. In my years of marriage, the number one thing you have to have is communication. Because there were so many things where I was like, my wife is being a total bitch, and not. And then when I understand what she was being bitchy about, I was like, oh, that was totally my fault.
Right.
It just was.
By the way,
I think now, Galvin,
yeah.
About when we first started the band, how many weekends I was gone, Friday and Saturday, and we had a little baby and all that, and I'm like, what a dick. I mean, granted, I was out there working, and we're bringing home money, and it was all that, but still, if I had to be the one at home, I would be like, oh, what a jerk off, you know? So you don't realize that when it's going on. You're like, oh, I'm working, you know? Right. So a lot of times that communication, it fixes everything.
Yeah, that guy should just know where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, she's a horse.
She's just bang. Yeah, you caught her before she started just. Bah.
I don't know. I don't. We don't really know.
Come on.
She listen.
Maybe she was just upset.
You want a little attention? You can leave your goddamn ring on. I'm telling you right now, you're gonna get attention. 90% of guys don't even know which ring is on which finger means what.
No, yeah,
you know
what I mean? Nor do we care.
Yeah,
right.
And you're standing opposite of us, and we don't know left from right. Yeah.
But I mean, it's. We change our hair. We get new looks. We buy new clothes.
Carmen, you should be noticed. Girls should be noticed. Absolutely notice your girl, but she was going to cheat on him.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know.
You can't say that.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know her. I can't say that either. I don't know what her intention was.
If she was a whore before, then if it's a new marriage, then you can be like, maybe. But
I don't know for a fact if I dropped a safe on Spanish's head from the roof that it would smash him and kill him. I don't know.
Try it.
No.
But I'm 99.9% sure it would.
If it was a piggy bank safe, it would not.
She.
So we don't know what kind of safe it was.
She was going to do it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
She's a whore.
That's right. This guy knows.
I got to take a break. When we come back, we got some visitors. My man Jason Hullfish is here. He's the artist. Galvin, have you seen some of the stuff he's doing?
It's
the creepiest. Yeah. He's working on something
that's amazing.
That's creepy for the folks that own Eulalie.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Man. I'll let him explain it. But they found some old carnival type stuff, and he's refinishing and redoing it. And it's... He says he can't even be in the same room with him at night. He's staring at him. We've got a brand new show going to debut this weekend on the radio station called The Flats Mafia for you fishing folks who are interested. And for you people who don't care about fishing, there's a really hot girl involved. So we'll talk to them, too. And then I have to leave in a little while for my daughter's school.
Right,
donuts with Dad, so that she doesn't grow up one day and take a ring off and bang
some
dude she met at a bar. It's the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.